This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The governor of the U.S. state of Georgia has declared a state of emergency and called up the National Guard after a weekend of violent protests that coincided with the U.S. Independence Day holiday. Republican Governor Brian Kemp announced on Monday he will deploy as many as 1,000 guardsmen across Atlanta, the state capital, after four people were killed and the headquarters of the Georgia State Patrol was broken into and ransacked over the weekend. Kemp had threatened on Sunday to take action if Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, a Democrat, failed to do so. Violence in the city has been tied to anti-racism protests that were sparked with the May death in police custody of George Floyd in the U.S. state of Minnesota and the shooting in June of Atlanta resident Rayshard Brooks in a confrontation with police. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported that at least 93 people were shot in Atlanta between May 31st and June 27th, and that's double the number from the same period last year. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said on Monday the United States is, in his words, still knee-deep in the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic. Authorities in the states of Florida and Texas have reimposed restrictions on businesses after a spike in the number of cases. In Florida's largest county, Miami-Dade, Miami-Dade ordered the closure of restaurants, gyms, fitness centers, and other indoor venues. Beaches in the county will reopen on Tuesday. And in Georgia, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms was diagnosed Monday with COVID-19. She says she has not yet shown symptoms and plans to work from her home office in isolation with her family. In New York, indoor restaurants dining has been postponed indefinitely to prevent a rise in new infections. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. A U.S. federal judge has ruled in favor of Michael Pack, the chief executive of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, that's the agency in charge of VOA, in a lawsuit over Pack's decision to fire the heads of government-funded international news agencies. District Court Chief Judge Beryl Howell denied a request to reverse Pack's decision to replace the agency heads, saying the decision belongs at the ballot box rather than in court. The judge ruled last week that the suit filed on behalf of the Open Technology Fund, a nonprofit corporation that supports global internet freedom technologies, had fallen short of making the requisite showings. The fund had argued that PAC did not have the legal authority to dismiss Libby Liu, the chief executive of Open Technology, or fire the chiefs of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Asia, and the Middle East Broadcasting Networks. PAC, who took control of USAGM last month, also oversees Voice of America. Former VOA Director Amanda Bennett resigned June 15th, 2 days before the other agency heads were fired. North Korea says it still has no interest in talks with the United States amid efforts by South Korea to arrange another summit between Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. North Korean Foreign Ministry official Kwok Jong-gun said in an article in state-run media Tuesday, explicitly speaking once again, we have no intention to sit face-to-face with the U.S. The statement was released hours before Deputy Secretary of State Steve Bagan, the top U.S. negotiator on North Korea, was set to land in Seoul for meetings focused on how to advance talks over Pyongyang's nuclear program. The U.S.-North Korea negotiations broke down in February 2019 when Trump and Kim failed to reach a deal during a summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. Although the two sides had brief working-level talks in October, North Korea has since refused to hold any dialogue. New federal guidelines for international students in the United States say those students will be forced to leave the United States or transfer to another college if their schools offer classes entirely online this fall. Federal immigration authorities released the new guidelines on Monday. The guidelines create additional pressure for universities to reopen, even amid growing concerns about the recent spread of COVID-19 among young adults. President Donald Trump has insisted that schools and colleges return to in-person instruction as soon as possible. Soon after the guidance was released, Trump repeated on Twitter that schools must reopen this fall. The new guidelines create an urgent dilemma for thousands of international students who became stranded in the U.S. last spring after the coronavirus forced their schools to move online. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA.